Welcome to this Eiffel Presentations podcast, which is all about getting to know our newest Eiffel consultant, Hugh Graham. So let's find out who's Hugh.
Well, I'm Hugh Graham. I'm the new consultant here. Looking forward to getting started.
Nice to meet you, Hugh. So how come you wanted to work with presentations?
Well, it's what I do currently as a day job anyway. Predominantly what I do is coach groups of people on how to stand up and deliver presentations. Working back from that, I then have cause to, in some instances, try and help them create those presentations in the first place. And hopefully, by working with Eiffel, that'll help me both in the core business and working through Eiffel.
So you have plenty of experience of working with presentations then?
Well, 30 years of actually taking out death by PowerPoint type presentations and trying to make sense of them with companies, for example, Coca-Cola, Johnson's Wax. One of the biggest challenges we used to face was getting a 30 or 40 page presentation from marketing and actually boiling it down to the 6 or 10 pages that were digestible and relevant to the customer that we were taking it to. So lots of practical experience of actually going out there and doing it myself.
Great. So how did you discover Eiffel?
I met Simon through social media, through LinkedIn initially, then met him at a sales conference somewhere, had a couple of informal conversations with him, kept in touch through social media, and somehow or other we had a chance conversation that led to me coming in to talk about this opportunity.
Is there anything you're looking forward to in particular?
So the piece I'm most looking forward to working with Eiffel, Matt, is starting earlier in the journey. So starting with presentation optimization, and with my existing skills and experience in helping clients deliver the presentations, getting very involved in the Eiffel modular training program, which I think is going to be a very natural fit to my existing skills.
Well, Hugh, you and Eiffel do seem like a great fit. What about outside of work?
I'm a married man, 3 children, all grown up, 2 working, 1 at university, live on a small holding in Somerset, which is great. We've got a bit of a menagerie of things. We've got hens, we've got sheep, bit of an orchard, and I'm not maintaining a small holding or digging vegetables or something. I play a bit of golf, used to play a lot of football. Talking of football, I'm a Manchester United supporter, tend to get up there half a dozen times a year with my son, but of course it's a bit of an expedition there and back from Somerset at a weekend, so don't do it too often.
Somerset, so do you ever go to Glastonbury?
Well, one thing that I do very regularly is steward at Glastonbury Festival. It's campsite stewarding, which in reality means helping people find the nearest water, the nearest toilet, the nearest bank, finding their tent when they come back slightly the worse for wear, and just generally having a good time and making them feel welcome at the festival. So we get plenty of downtime. We do 3 shifts of 8 hours, but basically we're able to be in the festival from the very beginning to the very end if we choose to be. But I'm lucky that if it's really muddy, I live close enough to go home and have a shower with hot water.
Really? A Man United fan not wanting to rough it? I can't believe it. Well, nice to meet you, and all the very best.
Thank you very much, Matt. Good to meet you. Thanks for your help today.
And that, folks, is Hugh.